Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
On Explained Well today, it is the DA's elective congress this weekend.
It is, and I thought this is a fantastic opportunity to introduce one of our team members. We've had got a whole team that helps us to produce Jacka News, to get all the information here. Masi Chabos Ifilaro is one of the journalists who's been focusing on this for us, and I'm putting her in the hot seat today.
Hi, Masi Chaba.
Well, hello there. Hi.
How is it going?
It's okay. It's just Friday, hey?
Yes. Yes, yes. So it's a busy weekend, actually, ahead of the DA's elective conference. Do we still care, first of all?
We should.
Okay.
We really should. The DA is describing this as a watershed moment for them because whatever happens, this has implications on basically what the national picture is going to look like. We know we've got the 2024 general elections coming up in less than 18 months. Everyone in any political party really should be positioning themselves for that. And, you know, we were at a press briefing this morning where it was said outright and blatantly so that whoever wins this weekend is likely going to take the top job in the country.
Oh.
Hey?
Is that what they said?
Yes, and the DA has quite big ambitions. And I mean, that's also on the back of what is happening in the African National Congress. We all know that, you know, South Africans are not entirely happy with how the government has been run.
Not entirely is very polite.
Well, let's be nice. And the Democratic Alliance is obviously hoping to capitalize on that. You know, the issues of race dynamics obviously that come into play, where the Democratic Alliance is generally seen to be, you know, appealing more to the whiter voter than a black, right?
Yeah.
And Mpopalazi is contesting that position against John Steenhuisen, who's looking to make a comeback. Now, Mpopalazi is saying that, well, she's looking to go outside of what is the traditional space where they may find support for the Democratic Alliance. We know that in the 2019 elections, the Democratic Alliance just made it over 20% of voter support. They're hoping to grow that, and that's where Mpalazi's focus is, because as we've seen in the coalition governments, and Gauteng specifically, Tshwane has been a great example,
yeah,
hasn't it?
Yeah.
Great success.
It's a numbers game, you know, so the numbers are quite important, and the only way you can really fix that is if you fix your voter base, and that's where it's at.
So I want to ask, obviously when they announced the candidates for the top job, there was a name as a third option that nobody knew. We spent half an hour Googling the person, and we could find, I think, not one thing.
Yeah, this person arrived. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago. You put their name into Google and it didn't exist. Not a LinkedIn profile, not a Facebook account, absolutely nothing. This person didn't exist. And suddenly they were like, I want to lead the DA.
Yes, there was like, the submissions were like 90 minutes ago this person was created. Meanwhile, nobody knew who this person was.
Well, I mean, I must tell you, it was quite an interesting day for reporters as well, because we were all calling each other, do you know? And none of us did. But we eventually got to know who Lungile Phenyane is,
nice.
Her constituency in Pretoria, I think. She was up for pretty much all of the open for the
position. I think she threw her name into every job the DA has.
You know?
DA opening batsman, DA scrum half.
Midfielder.
Cheerleader.
Well, that's changed. She's now, out of three of the top positions, she's now contesting for the deputy positions that are up for grabs in the Congress this weekend. In the press briefing this morning, again, it came out that there were complaints about a possible criminal record, you know, but the presiding officers did clarify that they did not have any evidence to prove that there was a criminal record, and there is a disciplinary process against her at work that is not complete. So until all those processes have either been proven to be true or have been completed, she's still a viable candidate.
Well, all I'm going to say is that it's going to be interesting this weekend. I know that on Monday, and I don't know if you've heard about this, by the way, the DA had a leadership debate, which I think is a great thing. The Americans must do this. And they get up on TV, and then there's a moderator, and they, you know, fight out all the issues and so on. The DA did that, but they did that in-house on a Zoom call for other DA members between John Steenhuisen and Mpopalazi. And I was just like, why? Like, I get it. Cool, it's your thing. You do it. But, like, let the rest of us watch. We also need inputs in every political party should be doing this. I wanted it on like ETV, and I wanted Dariri Tlabi hosting it. You know, that would be fun. That would be engaging.
For
that would
us,
be
maybe.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it would benefit. Anyway, did you watch that?
Well, no, of course, I didn't watch it. No one did, but there are people who've had insiders and managed to put together reports around it. Apparently, it was quite a personal engagement. Yes, Mpopalaze accusing John Steenison of hypocrisy, while John accused Mpo of privilege. Well, I mean, there's no proving this. We spoke to Mpopalaze early in the week. We put together a very nice report. If you go into the Jacaranda FM News site, you will see, you will get to hear also the messages from the two campaigners who are for the top position. But anyway, back to what Mpopalaze said about that debate. She says, well, I mean, it would be weird if anybody imagined that a debate wouldn't be that, you know, but tense, you know. And I mean, there's a reason they're contending. They're up against each other. You know, there's a difference of ideas, even though the objective may be the same, and that's what happened in this debate, she claims. But
because I'll be honest, like, I hold no candle for any single political party in this country. I think everyone is as bad as the next one, and I want all politicians to get in the sea. However, we need to vote for someone, and all of these sorts of things, we all as voters deserve to watch these debates. We deserve the ANC to have one publicly instead of at their Congress. You know, we deserve a debate on stage that we can watch with the differing ideas. We deserve an EFF debate. We deserve a whoever debate. Like, and I think it would do well for everyone in the future to do this publicly.
I just don't think there'd be a debate at the EFF. There's no one to argue against Julius.
I wanted to ask, Mr. Jabo, who do you think will take it for the top position?
Whoa, I try not to do that.
Fine, you're not in the newsroom now.
Look, I'm just going to go on what analysts are saying and what's been said by those who are in the know. It looks like John Steenison is going to take it again. And that's just based on the fact that Mpopalaze, I mean, she is quite a formidable character in the political space. However, she is a little inexperienced in that she's only joined the Democratic Alliance in 2016, and all she really has been campaigning on is her experience as the mayor of in the city of Johannesburg. And we know that didn't last too long, 11 months before she was ousted. John Steenison has been at the helm. He took over when Musi Maimane left the party, and he says that it was in complete shambles. We know that because of the showing at the polls in 2019, of course. And his claim to fame right now is that he's managed to pull the party together, and he's ready for a post-ANC government. He's ready to lead, as he says.
I just want to say, if anybody has Mpopalaze or John Steenison's number, we would like to call them back on Monday. Reasons to phone them back to find out how this weekend's elective conference went. Holla at us, guys. We're ready.
Okay. We'll be keeping an eye on this. Well, I say we. Master Chaba will be keeping an eye on this. And then on Monday, we might call Master Chaba back and tell us what happened.
I'll be ready.
Thank you, friend. We appreciate you. Explained well. We'll go and put this and all of the other episodes up on the website, jacarandafm.com. So we'll see. They're claiming whoever wins tomorrow is going to be the president next year.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.